Hi, I'm Felicia, and you're listening to episode 186 of Five Song Set. In this episode, we're going to hear some of the different wave subgenres, plus a bit of dream pop, too. I'm going to be honest, I can't tell the difference between chill wave and cold wave. However, I'll tell you which song is in which genre, so you can hear what the musicians think. We're going to start off with Ultimo Thule by Denaire. When I heard from Gilles from the group, he said, Denaire is a group that was born in New York around 2008. Then, Gilles Le Guin, the founder, along with Adam Humphreys, returned to Europe, to Brittany, France. There have been nearly 10 musicians collaborating with Denaire over the years. Gilles has been the singer from the beginning and the driving force of the project. Ultimo Thule is a piece from a different vein than our other titles. Its atmosphere is very dark and synthetic. It's sung in French, which gives it a unique touch and strength. The original idea from our bassist was quite simple, with his bass, a drum machine, and a guitar. Our keyboardist quickly added a synthesizer. I laid down a vocal track with a succession of meaningless words and code-named it Instant Damné. Like an evocation, the memory of past moments and sensations. The piece was well received live, with this nonsensical text where I screamed at the end, Albuquerque, the thrill of the day! Like a tourist slogan one might read on a billboard on the side of an American highway. Before going into the studio to record it with 11 other titles, Mark decided to revise the arrangement. The atmosphere became more martial, which gave it a kind of cold beauty. The day before the session, I started writing the lyrics. Strangely, it came quite easily. I proceeded as usual, taking all the words, expressions, and lines from my notes that relate to the color and lexical field I had assigned to the mood of the piece. The lyrics are thus a collection of lines, groups of words. I organized these vocabulary atmospheres into a ramble, a reverie about this fascination with the north, extreme lands, ends of continents. Like Brittany, the Celtic land where I live, which is a peninsula at the western tip of France, Ultimo Thule is the symbol of a fantasized region. It's a totally romantic vision. It was quite natural and enjoyable. Here is Ultimo Thule by Denaire. The genre is French cold wave.
de glace, quelque chose de bleu. Instant d'année, fantasmé, je voudrais toujours être ailleurs.
Tell me what, tell me what, tell me what I can be your star.
We just heard Meet Again by Hate You Forever. The genre is chillwave. The group is from Trento, Italy, and this song is off their self-titled 2015 EP. According to the Bandcamp page, it was recorded some time ago somewhere near the mountains. When I heard from Ricardo from the group, he said, "Sadly, our project is on hiatus for now, so we're very glad someone can listen to our song." If you would like to hear more, their EP is available on Bandcamp for a Name Your Price download. You can find a link in the show notes. Up next, we have Moonlight featuring Oh Hee Jung by Ulzang Pistol. When I heard from Zion about the song, they said, "I'm somewhere in Manila working on my third album called Last Splinter, and I'm releasing it sometime in January 2024 under a label called LIAB, Lightning in a Bottle Studios. It looks like Last Splinter was released not too long ago using the band name U Pistol. I've put a link in the show notes to them on Spotify so you can check it out. As for this song, the Bandcamp page says, Moonlight details a fascination with the moon and the night, an illuminating guide towards dancing away the sorrows of everyday life and heartbreak. Despite what troubles may consume you and the tears you may hide, the mournful night sky will guide you towards a path more pure." The track features Oh Hee Jung, whose own brand of bleak, hazed-out synth-pop has established her as a highly underrated gem of the Korean indie scene. On Moonlight, she transfers that energy full force into vocalizations, equally similar and eerie, contrastingly guided by Ulzang Pistol's intimate, subtle instrumentation and sorrowful raps. Here is Moonlight featuring Oh Hee Jung by Ulzang Pistol, which is dream pop. Oh, We just heard Secret Dimension by Danger Mode, which is synthwave. When I heard from Malachi Roberts, the person behind Danger Mode, they said, "Years ago, my friend and I were searching YouTube, and we came across this video of Armin van Buuren in the studio making an EDM song. He was using the program FL Studio. It looked cool, so we downloaded the trial version of the program. It was fun messing around and experimenting with the virtual synthesizers in it. That was probably about 12 years ago. I think I was 13 at the time. I liked the soundtrack to the movie Drive from 2011. That movie became my main musical inspiration. After taking a few months experimenting with the program, I started making synthwave music. I still make music from time to time. Lately, I've been messing around with making jungle and garage music with fast breakbeats. The whole album that Secret Dimensions is on, of the same name, is available for Name Your Price download from Bandcamp. Now, before we go, 5-song set is recorded under a Creative Commons, Attribution Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license, so you can share it but not sell it or change it. All the rights to the songs are held by the musicians. The show notes, which you can find on the 5-song set website, contain links to all the bands and songs in the podcast, as well as lots of additional information. I'd like to thank the musicians featured here for giving me permission to use their songs, because without them, this podcast wouldn't be possible. I'd like to thank Alexander Potersky for the theme music. If you like one of the bands you heard here, go like them on social media. You can find a link in the show notes and it'll help them out. If you would like to let me know what you think about the podcast, drop me an email at 5songset@gmail.com or comment on Facebook. You can subscribe to the podcast by following the instructions on the website or by going to the Apple Music Store. Last up, we've got Something to Live For by New Today. From what I've found online, the group was started by Dante Palomba and Daniel Srungaram, both known in the post-punk world. In an interview, they say the following about their songs. Dante says, "I write all the lyrics. I haven't thought too much about making the lyrics available online. Maybe I should post them. My lyrics aren't very black and white. I leave them open for interpretation. They're all about whatever you want them to be about. Most of my lyrics expose a lot of my inner conflicts and things that are very personal to me." Daniel says, "I come up with most of the song titles. That's about all I do lyrically. I honestly have no clue what Dante is saying 75% of the time, but his voice is so good that I don't care." I'm going to put links in the show notes to the interview, so you can read more, as well as links to New Today on Bandcamp, Facebook, and other sites. They have a Name Your Price downloads, videos, and other news, so check it out. Here is Something to Live For by New Today. And while they say in the interview that they don't have a specific genre, it's listed on the Bandcamp page for the song as Darkwave. Thank you. Until next time, this is Felicia, signing off from Lisbon in Portugal. 5 Sean Check.